fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 23rd of January. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to work on your physical conditioning. Do what you need to do for yourself. Make sure you consult with a healthcare professional if you have any underlying physical conditions that you need to be addressing. This is the half hour I look forward to every week, where we talk to the John Moore Radio Show economic advisor, Mr. Steve Hunt. At my website at thelibertyman.com, at the top of my homepage, you'll see what looks like a Christmas gift, a red box with a gold ribbon on it. Just click on that, and you'll immediately be at Steve's Swiss America landing page, where you can fill out a form and have some nice publications mailed to you. And if you don't have the ability to do that, he's got a toll-free number, and that's 800-630-1491. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Steve, I was talking to a friend recently about rumors that the United States may go to a gold-backed currency. That was talked about early in the Trump administration, the first week or so, then it kind of went away. But we're here also hearing persistent stories that both Russia and China are preparing to have a gold-backed currency themselves, aren't we?
We sure are. They're trying everything they can to get away from the U.S. dollar. I mean, their entire goal is, you know, they started this with, you know, using gold to purchase oil, which is, you know, you and I both know that the only reason why we still have this dollar backing of the world currency is because of oil. Well, when Russia and China and India start buying oil with gold, it starts to change the system here pretty quick.
Absolutely. It does. Absolutely. Well, we don't have any control over who goes on the gold backed currency or not. But we do have the ability to observe what's going on and to put in place things that will help us, whether we go to a gold-backed currency or don't, can't we?
Exactly right. You know, we have to look at the pieces of information that are out there, and you know, it's like a puzzle. You got to find the right pieces and make a picture that works for you and figure out how you should prepare for it. You know, there's news out there that's circulating right now that China apparently, their central bank just said that they have completed a top-level design of a new digital currency that's going to be released in the next 60 days. I mean, they're you know, completely getting away from paper money and going to a digital yuan. So, and it's going to be backed by gold. So, you know, if this comes out, it's a competitor to Bitcoin and to that kind of thing. You know, it's a whole new thinking of how money works. You know, then you have people that are coming out, you know, Fed economists that are coming out to talk about what's happening. And the senior Fed economist, Michael Kiley, just came out and said that he thinks that even a mild recession could drop our rates long-term to either zero or below. I mean, there's just a lot of information out there that's coming out that everybody really needs to really, you know, start looking at to figure out how they're going to prepare for this down the road.
Well, there is, and that's your job, is to help people find the correct, accurate information so they can read it and digest it and then make informed decisions, right?
Exactly. You know, and I tell everybody that calls in, you know, I'll send you all these information, all these articles. You know, that's the one thing I do that I like to do for every single person, whether you buy or not. It doesn't. Luckily, you know, I've been very blessed in my career to be with Swiss America. They're not going to charge for, you know, mailing you information. They don't want anything in return. You know, if I can send you a few articles, you know, there's one with Warren Buffett who's, you know, sitting on $128 billion in cash. This is a great article. You know, the last two times he's done this where he's taken all of his money out of the market, there's been two big crashes. You know, it's a good article to read and see what people with money are doing. You know, there's another article that talks about Ray Dalio, who runs the biggest hedge fund in America, and he just put out an article saying cash is trash. You know, and the reason why I send out these articles to people is because you really need to see what people with, you know, these big amounts of money are doing, because unfortunately they're in the know before we ever are. They get inside information from the government or for big corporations, and they know how to prepare. And if they're taking their money out of the market and that's their business, we all need to pay attention and figure out what to do as well.
I'm shocked. You mean the billionaires don't get their news about the economy from the Wall Street Journal and TV? I'm shocked.
I know, aren't you? It's breaking news right here.
Well, it's a small club. The billionaires club is a relatively small club. They know each other. They go to each other's children's birthday parties. They intermarry. Yep. They go golfing and fishing and vacationing together. Now, a lot of people were surprised that the Bin Laden family and the Bush family vacation together, but billionaires hang out with billionaires, don't they?
They sure do. And it's funny what you just said, the intermarry. A lot of people don't realize that these people marry each other's, you know, family members. That's very true. I mean, they are a very tight, close group, and they talk. They know how to run the world, basically. I mean, everybody laughs when you talk about the Bilderberg group, you know, and how these guys get together every year and they talk about how to control, you know, the world. But, you know, when you have a handful of people that, you know, with the amount of money that they can control and the businesses they own, they can control a lot of things in the world. And unfortunately, we let this go on too much.
Absolutely. Well, and they go to school together. They go to private prep schools together. They go to universities together. And they have their own private sources of information, getting their information from people that make the news, not people that read the news, correct?
Correct.
Yep. Well, we would be well advised to pay heed to what some of the billionaires are doing, wouldn't we?
You know, I would think so. You know, it's one of those things that I have always watched to see what they're doing. You know, I'm not a billionaire, millionaire, or, you know, anything of that nature, but when I see these guys that have all the money, I mean, you can't hide the fact that when you watch Warren Buffett take out $128 billion out of the market and put it on the sidelines because he's worried that there's about to be a crash, I'm going to do the same thing. I mean, you know, you have to say he obviously knows what he's doing. He knows more about the market probably than anybody. Most people go to him for financial information, you know, and guidance. And when he's doing it, you can bet I'm going to do the same thing.
Absolutely. Well, when the show's over, I'll take my millions of dollars out of the market and buy gold and silver, Steve. No, seriously. You do what you can within your limitations, don't you?
You do. It doesn't matter if you have, you know, $100, $1,000, or $1 million. It's, you know, protection is protection. And I say that to everybody. there is should never be a minimum amount for you to look at investing or to protect, because, you know, it would be the biggest hypocritical statement in the world to tell you you should protect yourself as long as you have X amount of dollars. That's never the case. It doesn't matter. You should always have a little bit of silver to prepare yourself to barter with. You should have a little bit of gold as insurance against a crash of the dollar. You know, you should always, you know, diversify yourself. You should have some land if you can. You know, in your case, you know, you and I both like cars, John. You know, and I was at a car auction last week where we had a booth. It's torture watching some of these cars that go through. You know, and I love cars. And you know, you see a 77 Rolls Royce go through and it sells for $8,000. I mean, you know, something like that is, you know, it's even good. It's good money to put into something because they're not going to come back out and make another 77 Rolls Royce. People need to understand that you've got to protect your money any way you can, and there's different ways of doing it. You know, if this isn't the right avenue for you, that's fine, but you've got to find somewhere to find insurance for yourself.
Absolutely. My first automobile, I paid $500 for it, a 1959 Triumph TR3, in the same condition today, would be worth between $12,000 and $15,000. Now, that's respectable. That's a respectable return for $500.
Exactly.
You have to know what you're doing, be diligent. And I encourage people to invest in things that they've studied and understand. Don't invest in things you don't understand and have not studied. That would not be wise.
No, of course. You should never just throw a dart at a dartboard and say, let's put some money here. I mean, you know, the chances of that coming out as a positive investment is not very good. You know, you got to find somebody you can trust. You need to find somebody that's going to give you good advice, somebody that you gel with. You know, everybody is going to feel different about everybody, you know, who you talk to. You have to have a good feeling about it. But you've got to have advice. You've got to, and it starts with information. You know, and you should never do something the very first time you talk to somebody. Always talk to someone a couple of times, get some information, look the person up, look up the information, and make a very, very good qualified decision at that point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you want to begin a quest to understand, learn, educate yourself, then go to my website at thelibertyman.com, click on that red package with the gold ribbon on it, get to Steve's landing page, and order these booklets. They're short publications, quick to read, easy to read. There's not complex economic language in there, is there, Steve?
No, not at all. I mean, we have a new report that's coming out this week called America at the Crossroads. That's a great report. I mean, and I have the report here on my desk that we're about to start sending out. I mean, this thing is 17 pages long. I mean, it's a great report. It's about what's happening in 2020, you know, what to look for, how to prepare yourself, how China is trying to rule the world. I mean, it's a lot of good information. And you know, whether you want to email me, you want to call me, whatever the case is, you know, I'll send out the information, email it to you. It takes a couple seconds.
Well, if you don't have internet access, just give Steve a call at 800-630-1491, because a lot of our listeners don't have internet access, Steve. That they're, and a lot of them are not even on the power grid. They have various forms of electricity that they use to listen to my show. But we meet both ends of the spectrum. I have listeners that could write checks well into six, even seven digits, and listeners who are struggling to scrape together $300 to $500 to get themselves an energy cleaner and a mattress pad. And we meet the needs of everybody on both ends, don't we?
Well, of course. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, that's the biggest thing I say. It doesn't matter if you have $100 or $1 million. I mean, you know, the funny thing is, you know, I tried not to say this isn't about profit. This is more about protection. But, you know, our client group for last year averaged on return was 27%. I mean, people don't realize how much gold and silver is moving right now. It's moving dramatically. And the reason why it's moving at this pace is because there is so much uncertainty in the economy. There's a lot of talk about a potential crash coming up, one that people are talking about in February and one that people are talking about with the gold change, you know, the currency at the end of the year around election time. And, you know, you start seeing, you know, all this news about the stock markets going up or China trade deals. There's a lot of misinformation that's coming out. I will say that. And people really need to look through the fog to find the real info of what's happening and why things are moving. You know, I talk about the repo market, John, on this show now for the past 4 months, probably 5 months.
Right. Right.
You know, back in October, you know, they were doing this repo market, and it was supposed to last a couple of days. Then it was supposed to last 14 days. We're at the end of January, and they're still doing $80 to $100 billion a night in repos, where the Fed is taking money at night to fund the banks because the banks can't stay in business. I mean, everybody has to understand, right, there's a problem.
It's become the new normal.
Yeah, exactly right. Right. And they can't stop it now because they don't know how to do business. Without those funds, I mean, you can't pull the plug.
Quick explanation for people who don't have a clue what this means, the repo market and what that is and why it's so important.
The repo market is where the Fed at night goes in and they cash out securities out of the market, and they're doing it while the market is closed because obviously they have access that we don't. And they go in and they cash out $80 to $100 billion a night, and they're using that money to give to the banks because supposedly the banks have no money. They said that they can't stay in business and do day-to-day operations to get by. So the Fed is loaning them money that supposedly these banks have to pay back. And then in the morning, the Fed is printing off an imaginary $40 billion a day to put into the market and make the market stay alive.
Well, that's a good, concise explanation there, Steve. And we're in uncharted territory. This repo market doing what it's doing for as long as it has, is there any precedence for that you're aware of?
I've never seen anything like this. You know, they came out with the 14 days back in October. They said this will only last for 14 days. And then in November, they came out and said that this will go until it needs to stop. They said that they'll decide when they need to end it. And I've never heard of something. I mean, imagine quantitative easing happening back, you know, in 2008, 2010, and they actually came out and said QE forever. I mean, the people would have been up in arms. I mean, look what it did to the market. Look what it did to the dollar. I mean, everybody has to understand what happens when we're printing off this kind of money and giving the banks money. You can't go to the bank and say, I want $100,000 in cash. They don't have it. They would tell you it would take probably a couple of weeks to get the money for you, which is a very big concern. Okay, and on top of that, the dollar has devalued so much in the last 10 years. You know, what you're paying at the gas station and what you're paying at the grocery store. Or for crying out loud, I took my kids to Burger King the other night on the way home from basketball practice, and I got the three of us something to eat, and it came out to like $25. And it's just three combo meals. And I don't remember $25 at a fast food restaurant. You know, you're talking about a sit-down restaurant back in the day. Things are getting out of control. And it all has to do with the way the money is just going down in value.
Well, at the Cherryville store where my post office is, you can get all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for less than $8 Friday night, Steve, with side dishes and beverage.
But that's a good buy.
That's a good buy. And they fill up the tables and everybody has a good time. But inflation is the money supply getting larger. I recall back in the 60s, the government was attempting to blame inflation on housewives spending too much money. They really did do that publicly, if you can believe that.
I believe it.
The real source of inflation back then, of course, was the spending on the Vietnam War, which we're still paying for, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So getting back to the premise, people need to study up on this, learn about it, incorporate into their very being, and then take measures that will protect them and their families' assets, right?
That's just it. You know, then there's several different ways, and, you know, we'll go over some different ways and help you find, you know, all the different options that you have.
Okay, hold on. We'll be back after the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
All right, we are back. Let's jump more back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 23rd of January. I'll be speaking in Orlando, Florida, 2 weeks from Saturday. That will be Saturday, February the 8th. Details and tickets available at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking in Indianapolis, Indiana, the 1st and 2nd of May with Pastor Paul Begley. The conference is called MegaQuake 2020. Details and tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. Also, my website, of course, you'll find a red box. It looks like a Christmas gift. Just click on that. You want to find out some stuff, get some good information, click on that box. You'll be at Steve Hunt's Swiss American landing page. And once you're there, you can fill out a form and have that those booklets, including the most recent one, would be shipped also, I assume, Steve, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. It is ready, I believe, today to start going out.
Okay. And what number should they call to get that booklet if they want it?
That number that you always give out, the 1-800-630-1491, is the best number to reach me.
Okay. That's good. So it's all there waiting for you, ladies and gentlemen, ready to go. Our job is to lead you to the water. It's your choice to drink or not drink. And we respect that. It's your choice. We encourage people to drink from the water of knowledge, don't we, sir?
Oh, absolutely. That's you know, I've even had people call me up that you know had questions about doing gold, and you know I explained to him some different things he could do, and he ended up buying land because of my advice. You know, that's what he was into, and he didn't know he could do it through a retirement account. I mean, you know, look, my big thing is I want everybody to get protection. And if my route's not the best route for you, that's fine by me. As long as you get protection, you know, I'm doing my job.
Absolutely. Well, that's the right attitude, and we appreciate that, Steve. You've been at this a long time. It's become your life's passion, hasn't it?
It sure has. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. It's and I love it, you know, and I've been very blessed to you know, meet people like you and several different people and have articles that are published all around the country and do interviews. It's been an amazing life.
It has been, and it will continue to be so for the foreseeable future. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we talk about these matters every week. Some of you contact Steve, and the ones that do, they get a real eye-opener in terms of information, don't they?
They do, you know, and like I said, it's information is free. Don't take advantage of that. There's not too many places you can call where there's no obligation. You know, you call me up, you say, here's my address, send me what I want, here's what I'm looking for, or here's, you know, where I'm sitting. I'll ask you a few questions about, you know, what type of investments you have or where your money is sitting. You know, and the reason why I ask you those questions is because I need to know what type of information. I don't want to bombard you with 20 different packets. You know, that's a waste of information. You know, if you have a retirement account, you know, I'm going to send you a packet because most people don't know that you can buy physical gold and silver and platinum inside of a retirement account. If you have money sitting in stocks, you know, I'm going to send you something about stocks, you know, and I'm going to send you how to invest with cash. And people don't know there's even ways to invest it where it's private. You know, that's one of the key reasons why people like to buy metal, is you make your investment private and off the radar. So, you know, there's so many different things to know about, and, you know, I'll ask you enough questions to make sure that, you know, we're leading you down the right path and giving you enough information that it's going to pertain to you and what you're looking to do.
Well, one-stop shopping to get an education, get solid advice, and be able to make informed decisions. And that's what we want, people to make informed decisions. Right, Steve?
Absolutely. That's it.
Okay. Well, I don't want to be cut off by the music. It's been a great half hour, as always, Steve, and we look forward to having you back next week. You will be with us next week, won't you?
Absolutely. I will be here. I look forward to it every single week.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. We'll be in touch.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to have a special guest this last half hour, Mr. Tony Tiffin, the author of the book titled Ark Road. It's going to be a great interview. I just finished Tony's book. Very well done book about an incident that happened in Georgia in 1964, where three police officers were murdered. A very horrific situation. The outcome changed the training in police academies all over the country following that. And it's a very well done book, and we'll be talking about that after the bottom of the hour break with Mr. Tony Tiffin, the author of ARC, that's A-R-C, Alpha Romeo Charlie, ARC Road. Great book, very well written. I complimented him on not finding a single misspelled word or topographical error or anything in there that was not supposed to be there. That's extraordinary also these days, quite frankly. And that all takes place after the bottom of the hour break. And, of course, the impeachment continues. I believe the Republicans have a good strategy to conclude this as quickly as possible and move on with real business. And hopefully they'll be able to do that very soon here. The president's numbers and support are just increasing because of the impeachment. We've got a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 23rd of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's lots there, lots to read. President Trump's letter to Nancy Pelosi will be studied for decades into the future. It's succinct, it's well-drafted, very well-written, and if you haven't read it, you really need to read it. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, something that will help you is the Energy Cleaner. The last hour, we talked for half an hour about the Energy Cleaner, and it's a marvelous healing device. If you have arthritis pain, it's going to help. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order for your Energy Cleaner mattress pad right there at my website using MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, and I have a toll-free hotline 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This hour, we're going to be visiting with the author of a wonderful book. I just finished reading it the other day. The title of the book is Arc Road. That's Arc, A-R-C, Alpha Romeo Charlie Road. The author is Tony Tiffin. That last name is Tango India, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, India, November, Tony Tiffin. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, John. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Well, it's good to have you, sir. I'm a voracious reader. Your book is 290 pages. It took me about 5 or 6 hours to read it. And it's a true story about the murder of three police officers in a small rural area, I should say, of Georgia in April of 1964. I was a sophomore in high school when that happened. I was not aware of it at the time. I was watching Walter Cronkite report on the Vietnam War, actually. But you took how many years to write this book, sir?
I took 10 years, but it stayed captive in my memory, John, for 45 years before I started off on it, about 11 years ago, but I took 10 years. The story was untold. It was fading into history, and as a result, I had to scramble to get the last bits of important documents, critical documents, to tell the story. And I got lucky on that in that regard. I had a lot of help from the GBI, Georgia Bureau of Investigation, and from their public information officer, and we were able to secure that information, which, by the way, is unfortunately no longer available. Their archives were destroyed 2 weeks after I gained that information.
I assume they had a fire.
They had a fire, but it was intentional.
Oh.
They cleared out the vault of all their
archives.
Oh, they cleared out the vault.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
And John, let me just say this. It's okay to laugh here 55 years later, a half a century ago, but yet still we cry about this story. It wasn't just murders of three police officers. It was the brutal murder of three Gwinnett County police officers. So still we cry, but it's okay to laugh.
Right, right. Well, it was certainly a tragedy. And as I mentioned in the introduction, what happened to those three officers changed training in police academies all over the country, didn't it?
It did. It taught officers that, for starters, number one, their number one priority as they go off on their beginning of their shift of duty is that they come home after that shift is over with. They started to really emphasize safety, personal defense, what to do in tight situations, how to get out of those situations. Of course, back in those days, you had to get out of what you got into. There was no backup or anything like that. But yes, and to this day, it is still trained at police academies throughout the country.
Well, and that's, if anything good came out of it, that's that is something good that did come out of it.
Indeed.
Yes. I've been a homicide detective myself since 1973, and an incident of this nature where police officers are murdered is highly, highly unusual. We do lose officers every year to various murders and so forth, but we've got tens of thousands of officers on the street 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and for an officer to be harmed is unusual, but for three officers to be murdered in a fashion like this is just, it was unprecedented at the time, wasn't it?
It was. When you harm a police officer, you harm the community that officer serves and protects. When you murder a police officer, you take something from that community that can never, ever be replaced. And it was just horrible, horrible situation.
It was. The book has a good storyline. The characters in the book are real characters. They're not fictional. And I worked at Cold Case Homicide. Pushing 30 years old. And I was scrambling to get the witnesses before they died. And it was a challenge. I can imagine going back half a century and attempting to find witnesses. What a challenge that would have been. And, of course, some of the witnesses had already passed by the time you were looking into it, hadn't they?
Yes, they had. And, John, it was a 10-year arduous journey, to say the least. I have just completed that journey and, of course, released the book 4 months ago. However, though it was tough, it was sad, I wouldn't change it for anything in the world, and that is because of the people I met. Time has gone on. Memories are still very vivid to the family members, for instance. I spoke to many of them, but there, too, just like the critical documents, I got to them. They welcomed me into their home, into their heart. They wanted this story told. It had faded and was just about to clear history completely. But to meet those people was absolutely credible. But you're right. It was a very, very tough thing to first find them, because they wanted to maintain an anonymity about this whole story themselves. It's nothing that they ever had any pride about, but it wasn't anything they held back. When they talked to me, they gave me the full story, the good, the bad, all of it combined. But it was a very, very difficult thing to track down. And by the way, last Thursday, two Thursdays ago on the 9th, was Police Appreciation Day, National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. I extend that 2 weeks later to you, sir.
Well, thank you. My experience as a homicide detective was in the private sector, not as a police officer, but I do thank you anyway. You learned an investigative skills, how to do interviews during the course of this writing this book, didn't you?
I did, and I found the best way to do it, and I got lucky. The best way I did, because I probably talked to 50 to 60 people, a dozen or so are still immediate family members, which, by the way, I became very close friends with them, as I said, and ended up, as you said, the attrition is getting to us. Old age tends to do that, and as a result, I had to attend several of their funerals. The tears continued as the preachers would bring this matter up of April 17th, 1964, and still everybody bows their heads. But it's a tough story. It is a tough story.
It is. It is. Well, I don't want to give away the storyline because I want people to buy the book and read it. But what started out as a routine evening for three criminals and a routine evening for three police officers ended up changing everything, didn't it?
It did. The stars were and the planets were all in the line, John, against them that night. It was a call of suspicious activity that came from one of only two residents on a desolate, dark dirt road, 2-mile-long dirt road, unimproved, very ruddy, tough to pass on. And then it multiplied from there. The radio operator was not supposed to be on duty. This is 1 o'clock in the morning. He would have normally been gone. You're talking about a 10-man force that comprised the entire Gwinnett County Police Department at that time. So he wasn't supposed to be on duty. He just happened to be there. He just happened to take one of the two residents on the road's call. The officers didn't know where the road was. On their way, they picked up a third officer as a courtesy to take him home late at night. But they stumbled on the road itself. Then they went down the road, and they encountered the three bad guys. All things went wrong all through the story. Shots are fired that shouldn't have been fired. Things were exchanged, and guns went bang all throughout the night on that one. 19 shots fired, 16 found their mark, most in the skulls of those three officers, totally obliterating their looks completely.
Absolutely. I was kind of surprised. Of course, we're looking at 1964, the efforts made to have an open casket funeral for these men. I don't believe that would happen today, but back then that was something that was a big deal, wasn't it?
It was. God forbid it happens at all anymore, and I'm talking getting back to the murders themselves. But we are out in the country at that time. We're above Atlanta. We're one of five counties that comprise the metro Atlanta area, but it was very much North Georgia, and it was very much a country atmosphere, and that's what folks did. They brought their kin home, usually, to have an open casket wake right in their own homes. And when they did this, all three of the officers, there was 10 miles of road that separated those three caskets. Most folks in the area went to all three homes. But the common remark made, not just by visitors, people to pay their respects, by family members as well, that those boys in their caskets didn't look like those boys. As a matter of fact, one of the family members said, "Soon as I saw my brother Jerry in his casket at our house, I looked up into the sky and I prayed God that they had made a mistake because I didn't recognize him." But when it was all said and done, they realized it's no mistake. That is our loved ones in those caskets, and we see the carnage, what happened to them. It right. was common back then, but I don't think we do it now.
Right, right. Well, it was a different era and different culture, different belief systems, and that's simply the way it was. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the title of the book is ARC Road. That's ARC, Alpha Romeo Charlie. ARC Road, which, of course, is the remote country road where the murders took place, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and available at Amazon.com. How else would a person get a copy other than Amazon?
Well, I've recently been I've had a call from Barnes & Noble, our bookstore here, but Amazon really is the go-to place to get books. Now, I would just suggest they do that. And they have a chance to preview the book. They also have a chance to see about 8 photos that are related to the story there and get a real feel, a prologue for what the book is about before they order it. I think they're going to very much enjoy it. But Amazon would be the place to go.
Now, something about the criminals that wasn't really clear in the book was, this is my interest as an investigator, it was not much details on their prior arrests and convictions, although they clearly did have some, and not much details on their substance abuse. Typically, I would be looking for both in these men.
I don't know. I can't answer that question. Your knowledge and experience is better than mine when it comes to that. But rather, I think that they were sober enough. I mean, I mentioned where Vincent Williams drank a lot of beer that night. I think Alec Evans, though, in all reality, from all that I could gain on his background, he was a teetotaler for the most part. But now, don't confuse what I'm saying here. Don't let me confuse you. It was a day of moonshine. Right. And when folks said, I make my money by the shine of the moon, that's what they did. In fact, Alec Evans, the main perpetrator of the bad guys here, he was a former deputy sheriff, and along with the sheriff, who happened to be the biggest still owner in Gwinnett County at the time, he did eventually go to Michigan State Prison to serve time for being caught with moonshine. So I would imagine they probably all took a little nip at the time. I do believe that there were a lot of what they called bennies back in that day, speed pills that all three took, no doubt, on that night. One admitted to taking them. I didn't delve too much into that, but their record was pretty was a lengthy arrest record, petty stuff mostly, but then they got branched into real stuff, but never in a sense where people were harmed themselves physically until this night.
Right. Well, it's, everything had to line up just perfect. The one officer neglected to reload his little Derringer that he kept as a backup pistol. That I saw that passage and I thought, this is going to be a mistake here. And I know anytime I'm going doing something serious, I always have a backup pistol. I believe there was only the one officer who had a backup pistol at the time, wasn't there?
It was Jerry Everett, and Jerry was the blue cat of the force. You didn't mess with Jerry Everett. He had just recently purchased the little one-shot Derringer from a pawn shop not far from his home. But he was the only one totally equipped out there. He was a true police officer in the very sense of the word police officer to serve and protect, but that would have been Jerry Everett, yeah.
Right. What a shame. If that Derringer had been loaded, the possibility of a different outcome would have been greatly enhanced, wouldn't it?
This whole story is like that, John. It would have been, the outcome would have been totally different. Jerry would have had no problem putting the little barrel into Alex Evans' ear and pulling the trigger. That would have been no problem at all. But they were former friends. In fact, the irony of it all was Alec Evans being a sheriff deputy at the time. Just prior, he was released from the sheriff department. But they had patrolled together, Jerry Everett, Ralph Davis, and Alec Evans, had actually patrolled together for 2 years prior to this. But all of that is the sense. Apologize. The dog is telling me don't forget to mention the book. but at any rate, it was, I couldn't have written this story, John, if I was 10 years, or if I started it right now. All the information, all the things about history have disappeared. But it was a matter of everything being in the line for both the story to unfortunately unfold and then for me to come along half a century later and write it.
Right. Well, you did a commendable job, and during the introduction, I'm before you came on, I was talking about how I did not find a single misspelled word, typographical error, anything like that, which going through a nearly 300-page book is highly unusual, and I compliment you on that, Tony.
Thank you. John, you're the same way. I'm sure your listeners are the same way. It does cause a pause when you see that, so we pored over the book night and day to make sure that nothing was wrong. But thank you very much for noticing that. I, too, am a stickler about that kind of thing.
Well, I point out even the New York Times has very humiliating and embarrassing grammatical errors these days, so it's very great to see that the book is error-free like that. We've got our last break. We'll be back after the break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. I've got some breaking news here. President Trump will be the first president to speak at the March for Life tomorrow. Very good news. Visiting with Tony Tiffin, the author of ARC Road, that's A-R-C Road, Alpha Romeo Charlie Road. A great book if you want to read a book that's well written about an actual event that happened in Georgia in April of 1964, where three police officers were brutally murdered. How this whole thing went down, the investigation that apprehended the three criminals is really the meat of the book, isn't it, Tony?
It is. Very much so. John, if you will allow me just a 30-second spot here, I want to mention Ralph King Davis, Jerry Reed Everett, Marvin Jesse Gravett, three names that almost disappeared in history. They are on the engraved in the marble walls of the American Police Hall of Fame and Museum and Memorial in Titusville, Florida. They sit on those walls, and they speak to the officers today. They have joined voices with over 9,000 voices that are on that wall. Since 1960, we have had 9,000-plus men and women of law enforcement murdered, killed in some fashion or some way in the line of duty, all experiencing what is known as end of watch. These officers tell and teach the lesson to all those coming up. Look at the mistakes I made. You don't need to make those same mistakes. But with that many, that's an awesome number if you stop and think about it. It's a number we have to find out a way to stop. The communities depend on these law enforcement officers. We need to show the respect and turn the tables back, give them the strength, give them the education and the know-how to go out there and combat anyone who would want to harm a police officer, and our community should tolerate that not one bit.
Well, I agree absolutely, Tony. That's the direction we need to be going, and in some ways we are going that direction. Our culture itself needs to change is what needs to happen. It's going to be a long road back to what we think we should have. Tony's book is available at Amazon.com. It's titled Arc Road. And we're down to about 60 seconds here, Tony. What do you want to get out to these folks?
I'm donating 10% of all proceeds to the National Association of Chiefs of Police. All proceeds derived from anything Arc Road. I ask that your listeners support those fine folks down there. They have started a program called Law Enforcement Education Program, which is LEAP. In LEAP, they teach the errors made on Arc Road that night, as well as other errors that are made out on the in the field where we can learn from. So please, I ask your listeners to support these fine folks and the mission that they're on. It's a nonprofit, and they can use your help.
All right. Well, Tony, thank you very much, sir, for being with us, and thank you for writing the book. And the book, once again, is Arc Road, available at Amazon.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaner, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms ammunition, never ever give up your gun. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra
extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.